How do you knock the little man out of the place I am?
It's perfect. And we are so glad someone finally asked. Okay. And looking at now, and we're talking about females, okay, in the little man in the boat business. In females, they have this little bitty part. It's called a clitoris. It's just right there in like a canoe or the layer of the lips of the vagina. Now, it's all the way into the uterus now. It's just right on that top edge. Okay. This little man, he's in the boat. Once you get close enough to the little man in the little boat, you probably have someone's attention, meaning that whoever you're engaging with might be interested. Hopefully they're interested in engaging with you, okay? The little man at the boat, he sends bastion. He stands guard over the bottom of the canoe. The bottom of the canoe is what you're trying to interfere or engage, or you would engage in coitus with, okay? So your job is to convince the little man and beat the fuck out of the little man in the boat. If you beat the little man in the little boat up, he will vomit all over you. And so what you have to do is you imply pressure, and sometimes you have to give a lifting action toward the little man. And so you have to shake him up like on the, what is it, the tilt-a-whirl, where you're going around the little egg beater, where it's around and around and around, and spinning, spinning, spinning. The next thing you know, he gets so dizzy, the little man in the boat, that he'll vomit. And that's what you want at all costs, for the little man in the boat to knock him out of the boat and make him throw up. And if you make sure the little man in the boat throws up before you ejaculate, they will love you forever.
Hear, hear. That's adorable, Ion, adorable.
Isn't that wonderful? And it applies. So many men folks, it helped them so much if they just had a little home training. They just need some home training, and everybody'd be happy.
I'm thinking the stage before you get to that point. I mean, what about when you're just engaging someone? How do you get the little man out of the boat then?
You're prospecting then. So see, we thought we already had you there. If you're not there, you're kicking what we call kicking rocks. You haven't been introduced to the little man yet. So what you need to do is you need to step up your game. Your game, which means that you are it. Okay, you are the only thing in the planet that would be able or capable to sleep with anyone or bed anyone. You take that on as a persona. If you have the only penis that will work for every woman on the planet, and you're willing to try every single one to see till they find the right one, you have to take that on as a persona. And then women folks adore that. They smell it. It stirs up within you a pheromone, and they must play with you. They might cut your head off and eat you too, but they do want to play with you, you see. And how you handle yourself in that process is how that all goes. Like the song, I-G-G-Y, Azalea, like a black widow baby, that's the one. But you don't have to cue that one up, though. But we do like that one, Bob. That's a good one. You like that.
That's very clear. Thank you, man.
Step up your game. Step up your game.
So,
who do you want to sleep with? Go sleep with them. Did you hear what we said?
I did.
Find whom you want to sleep, and the next thing you know, they won't say, I'm not going to sleep with you, or no. They'll say, why do you want to sleep with me? And your answer most easily would be, because I deserve to change your world. You start with that kind of a position, honey. Sugar love, it'll be on you like a bad habit.